I said in the promotions for today's show that Terry Savage would be here and she would help make sense of it all. She's on a phone line now, but I don't think she's up to the job. I don't know if anyone can make sense
of it. I'm not.
So over the last 2 days, if the Dow holds today, the last 2 days, we'll see a gain of over 700 points, but still we'll end the month at about 5% down. So give it your best shot. What's going on?
I will. October is the cruelest month, and September, too. And we recently call it the fall, not autumn. I think it's because of the stock market.
Didn't Shakespeare say it was April? Does he know nothing?
April was supposed to be the cruelest month, but for investors, the fall is. Yeah. The original Black Friday, 1869, was in September. But October, the panic of 1907, October. Black Thursday and Monday of 1929, those of you students of history, October. Black Monday, October 1987, that horrific day when the stock market collapsed. And September's not far behind with bad days. There's a whole slew of them. September 2001, of course, 9/11, and 2008 with a single big point declines bigger than 1987.
Was that flash drop kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, exactly. So, No, 2008 was actually the mortgage crisis, the beginning of the mortgage crisis. And September and October are just devastating months for the stock market. Historians saying, well, that's not exactly true, but we all know that it's got a very psychological impact. But let me give you one more surprising piece of information. And this comes from Investopedia. It says, surprisingly, October has historically heralded the end of more bear markets than the beginning. And that may make it one of the better buying opportunities for contrarians.
Well,
in fact, 1987, 1990, 2001, 2002 turned around in October.
Well, that kind of goes contrary then to the column that you wrote this week that said, it's time to, take stock.
Take some money off the table. I've been saying that for a few months, and I'll tell you why. Bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered. So my top line in the column up at TerrySavage.com is figure out who you are. You're a young investor. You're putting money away in your 401k. Just keep contributing. Don't worry about this. But for those who are nearing retirement, who are going to have to take year-end retirement minimum distributions this year, we don't know what the year-end will bring. Will it be the start of another rally, or will every portfolio manager say, oh my gosh, I still have some gains, I better sell and lock them in so my performance looks good? And you don't, if you have a real short-term time horizon, which is not only the few years in your retirement, but a few months to take withdrawals, you'd like to have some liquidity now.
Okay, so we'll do that, and we'll watch that. Read the column at TerrySavage.com. Some good news from the Labor Department. Wages up 3.1%, the highest jump in a decade, so we've been waiting for that. That's positive.
You know, there's great economic news, and it's always a reminder that recessions, that the market crashes and economic recessions don't typically start at the same time. In fact, market declines typically start when all the economic news is good. Now, we also had news from ADP, a stronger jobs report than most people have been thinking. Wages are up, General Motors and Facebook, both of them surprising a little bit to the upside. So what you're having is a whole bunch of good economic news. Number one, it adds two things, though, that could impact stocks. Number one, it means the Fed will most likely raise interest rates, not be deterred by what the president says. It shows that we have a strong enough economy, so there'll be a December increase. And number two, since wages are a cost to business, it shows that either the combination of higher rates businesses have to pay when they borrow and higher wage costs means that either their margins will be, the profit margins will be slimmer, or they'll decide to raise prices and we'll see inflation. So that's the good news, is great news for anybody looking for a job today. The economy is strong. Consumers yesterday, their highest optimism levels in 18 years. That's all great news. However, it does not conflate with thus the stock market should go to the moon. In fact, it might just trigger some of the reasons the stock market could sell off.
Terry Savage. And so, you know, we were having this conversation with John Williams earlier this week, and I said that the economy was doing well, and a caller took issue and said, well, the stock market's doing well, but that's not really an indication of the economy. That's not true, right? I mean, by most measures, the economy, doing better than the stock market so far this year.
Indeed. In fact, the economy, I mean, there's very little to complain about in the economy except the potential for higher prices of raw materials, higher interest rates, maybe an inability of a generation of consumers to get in the housing market and buy. Those are some worrisome things that we'll look back on and say, well, we should have seen that. Nobody could buy a house because rates were up and prices were up because of tariffs. And but, you know, rising wages are certainly a help. The economy's okay. Very few people are complaining about the economy unless they don't qualify for the many unfilled skilled labor jobs. But the stock market, even though it's a part of consumers' expectations for the future, people feel better when the stock market is up, so they'll go out and spend, even though they're not taking money out of their 401k. They love looking at it and saying, oh, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm richer. But when they're not tied to each other in a measurable way, if someone could create an index that said every time the economy peaks and things look best, 6 months later the stock market is down, we would all know to sell today. But we just don't have a complete relationship except that we know they're not one and the same.
Terry's-
and the seeds of the decline, next decline, are sown in today's great economic news.
Terry, nice to talk to you this week. Enjoy your week. We'll see you next week.